Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the June 26th Mesa City Council meeting. I want to excuse Mayor Giles and Councilmember Winkle. We'll begin with a brief prayer by Councilmember Freeman, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Thompson. Please stand.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this beautiful day in Mesa, Arizona. We pray that Thou bless all of us who have attended this meeting, that we can also attend the affairs of our great city. We appreciate the state of Arizona and all that it offers to us. Please bless our friends and our families and everything that we do. May we return home safely to our homes or businesses. Please continue to bless our businesses and support them. We're thankful for all those that live within our city. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Please join me in our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go to item number two, item awards, recognition, and announcements. So we're going to ask Laura Schaefer-Metcalf.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Dr. Luna and members of the council and distinguished guests, I am Dr. Laura Metcalf. I am the chairperson of the Historic Preservation Board for the City of Mesa, and I'm proud tonight to present our Historic Preservation Awards. Our first awardee is Mr. Dennis Kavanaugh for 20 years of advocacy and support of historic preservation. Mr. Kavanaugh. Our second award this evening goes to Ms. Wendy Mack Allred for volunteer work in the research and rehabilitation of historic properties. And our final and third award goes to Venue Projects and Community Development Partners for restoration of the Alhambra at 43 South McDonald.
Thank you. Congratulations to all our award recipients. Take action on consent agenda. If we can have Mr. Kevin Christopher read the consent agenda for council. Thank you.
Good evening, Vice Mayor and Council members. These are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the City Council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the City Clerk prior to the Council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Go Vets Foundation, one-day charitable event Tuesday, July 4th and Wednesday, July 5th, the Oak Room Kitchen and Bar, 61 East University Drive. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Sertoma Club of Mesa, one-day charitable event Tuesday, July 4th at the Mesa Convention Center, 263 North Center Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Outback Steakhouse, 1650 South Clearview Avenue. Item 3D, act on liquor license application for Outback Steakhouse, 1860 East McKellops Road. Item 4A, act on three-year term contract for water, wastewater treatment, and pool chemicals for the Water Resources, Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Departments, and the Materials and Supply Warehouse. Item 4B, act on term contracts for HVAC services and equipment for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department, as requested by facilities maintenance. Item 4D, act on three-year term contract for LED traffic signal heads and pedestrian signals for the materials and supply warehouse for the transportation department. Item 4E, act on one-year renewal contract for managed information technology services for the Mesa Center for Higher Education as requested by the economic development department. Item 4F, act on three-year term contract for printing and mailing of election publicity pamphlets for the city clerk's office. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase Microsoft licensing to upgrade the transportation department servers as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4H, act on contract to purchase software, hardware, services, and licenses for an off-site mirrored storage environment for the police department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase two replacement minivans, one for the police and one for the Community Services Department, and one replacement sedan for the Environmental Management and Sustainability Department. Item 4J, act on five-year term contract for the purchase of Axon Flex on-body camera equipment, supplies, and evidence.com storage, and controlled electrical weapon equipment and supplies for the police department. The first year's costs are from asset forfeiture RICO funds and the police department operating budget. Years 2 through 5 will be funded using the police department operating budget. Item 4K, act on 3-year term contract for vehicle decals for the fire and medical, police, and various city departments. Item 4L, act on contract for Southeast Mesa bicycle and pedestrian pathway, Santan Freeway Loop 202 between Baseline and Elliott Roads. Funding is available from the 2012 authorized parks, bonds, and local streets sales tax. Item 4M, act on contract for Main Library tenant improvements, phase 1. Funding is available from the Community Development Block Grant Funds, Salt River Pima, Maricopa Indian Community Grant Funds, and Library Operational Funds. Item 5A, act on resolution levying the amount to be collected by a secondary property tax and the rate upon each $100 of assessed valuation of property subject to taxation within the City of Mesa for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2018. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a lease agreement with A New Leaf Incorporated for the property and improvements located at 3511 East University Drive. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Farnsworth Development Company, Springs 7 Development Incorporated, Springs 9 Development Incorporated, SSV Unit 8 Development Incorporated, and Sunland Springs Village Homeowners Association, related to the dedication of future right-of-way and payment for the construction of roadway improvements adjacent to the Sunland Springs Village Unit 9 Development near Meridian and Guadalupe Roads. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a 3-year agreement with Visit Mesa Incorporated for the distribution of a portion of the city's transient lodging tax proceeds for the promotion of tourism in Mesa. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending the Mesa City Code, Section 9-6-3, regarding intersection site requirements to remove Figure 20 to be consistent with current city standards, and Sections 9-6-4 and 9-8-3, regarding the installation of street name signs within a subdivision by the subdivider developer. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-059, the 4200 block of South Power Road, located north of Warner Road on the east side of Power Road, a rezone and site plan modification which provides modifications to development standards for the redevelopment of an existing commercial center. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z16-023, the 2400 to 2600 blocks of North Greenfield Road, located south of McDowell Road on the west side of Greenfield Road, a rezone and modification of the development master plan to allow development of a business park. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z17-017, the 1100 block of North Ellsworth Road, located on the west side of Ellsworth Road, south of Brown Road, rezone and site plan review to allow for a self-storage facility. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z17-020, the 2400 to 2800 blocks of East Thomas Road, located north of Thomas Road and west of the Lindsay Road alignment, a rezone to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z17-014, the 8,700 to 9,000 blocks of East Main Street, located south of Main Street and west of Ellsworth Road, rezone to establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z17-018, the 400 blocks of South Bellevue, located south of Broadway Road and east of Mesa Drive, rezone to allow development of 3 single residential lots. Item 7B, act on ordinance amending Section 11-31-34 of the Mesa City Code pertaining to medical marijuana facilities, including dispensaries, cultivation facilities, and infusion facilities, regarding the separation of churches from the medical marijuana facilities. Item 7C, act on ordinance repealing the existing personnel rules applicable to City of Mesa employees and adopting new personnel rules needed primarily to ensure compliance with changes in Arizona state law pursuant to the passage of Proposition 206. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat, Mission Park, the 2200 block of East University Drive. Item 8B, act on subdivision plat, DU3-4, East Phase 2 Infrastructure, the 4,800 to 5,000 blocks of South Copernicus, the 9,600 to 9,900 blocks of East Point 22 Boulevard, and the 4,800 to 5,000 blocks of South Inspirion Parkway. This is located north and east of Ray and Ellsworth Roads. Item 8C, act on subdivision plat, Desert Creek Phase 2, the 2,900 to 3,000 blocks of North Red Mountain on the south side, and the 2,900 to 3,000 blocks of North Ridgecrest on the west. Ridgecrest on the west side. This is located north and east of McDowell and Power Roads. And item 8D, act on subdivision plat, Eastmark Lot 6 of 7-50 replat, the 5,000 block of South Eastmark Parkway. This is located north and west of Ray and Signal Butte Roads. Vice Mayor and Council Members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Christopher. Ms. Mickelson. Are there any requests to speak on the consent agenda items?
No requests, Vice Mayor.
Looks like Council, can I have a motion for approval? It looks like Councilmember Glover made the motion, seconded by Councilmember Thompson. Can I have you go ahead and vote? Passes unanimous. Thank you very much. Next item from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No additional requests. Okay.
We have two cards in front of us. Jessica Granberg, if you wouldn't mind coming up.
Good evening.
Hold on. Can you go ahead and state your name, your
sure.
address?
Jessica Granberg. I'm at 2314 North Loma Vista in Mesa.
And you have 3 minutes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me tonight.
Sure.
I'm here to speak on the Core Civic contract, and I would like to urge the council to reconsider its contract with Core Civic. It's not prison reform. Utilizing private jail services is just giving $4 to $5 million of our taxpayer money annually to an unscrupulous company. And that's all I have tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mr. Joe Gensick, is that correct?
It's Gensick.
Okay. Come on up. Please state your name, your address, and you have 3 minutes to speak.
My name is Joe Gusick, and my address is 4464 East Campbell Court, Gilbert, Arizona. Vice Mayor, fellow council members, all Mesa staff, citizens, and guests of your beautiful community. My name, as I said, Joe Gusick, and as I always say to Governor Ducey, I'm your lovable, slightly annoying American citizen. I'm your education Lorax. I advocate for our K-12 education system. And as I've looked back in the past 50 years, I found an anomaly in our retirement system, and it's something that impacts you. So as you can look down at this basic math calculations, back in 2002-2003 financial year, the contribution rate was 2%. I'm sorry to tell you, back in 1971 when the fund was built, it was 5%. Then it went up to 7%. And for some reason, some oddity, our state elected officials, in my opinion, lost their mind. They put it in statutory. They statutorily gave the right to that retirement board, you could lower the rate. And they did. And they kept doing it. And they kept doing it. And certain employees of the education system actually told me the story, and they said to me, well, you know, they said it was our money, and we deserved it. And this is how we're going to give you a raise. Well, now you can see today, as one of the 583 agencies that are part of this, you're contributing 11.5%. And so are your employees. As you can see those numbers very quickly, if I just do the baseline of 5% at that bottom calculation, the impact year after year after year is $1.182 billion in impact at that 6.5%. The employees take home $591 million less. And oh, by the way, those 583 agencies, which the schools make up the majority of this, take home a lot less. So as I can share with you very quickly, when you see out there in our education system and they're asking for bonds and overrides, take a second look when you think about it as a political official. Understand their scenario. They're not like you. They can ask for it, but they have to get voter approval. In certain cases, you can just raise a tax if you need to. I simply want to advocate to you to understand, and this is what I want to share with you briefly, and I ask, because most people say, what do you want from this, Joe? I've committed to going to the state retirement board meetings at least twice a year, and at the end of every meeting, reminding them I'm watching. I think the 583 agencies need to start watching, not just this trust board of trustees, but for the police officers and the firefighters, and for the public officials as well. Because I'm going to tell you this, fundamentally, from an economics perspective and a former UPS employee management person, this state retirement plan was built to last a lifetime. The reality is this, in those 19 years, we made a critical mistake, and now today, I'm sorry to say, you have to pay more. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gusick. Any questions? Thank you very much for attending today's Mesa City Council meeting. Can I have a motion from my colleagues for adjournment? It's been moved and seconded for adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.